We're here at just the right time, the right place and the right time. It's amazing how that the Lord is just lining everything up. I'll be preaching tonight on being filled up with the Spirit. Brother Greg gets up and he says, we got to be filled up with the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Went down in the mountains today, just me and the Lord. And I said, Lord, just let that heavenly host come in. All that heaven and earth can meet, Lord, and we could worship you. He says there's going to be angels. Hey, there's just something about God's people when we begin to draw from the same well. Oh, I feel such unity amongst God's people in this place tonight. I'm telling you that God is up to something. I mean, God is up to something. Oh, hallelujah. Anytime that we begin to read about how God unifies, amen, and draws his people into one mind and one accord, it's because God is getting ready to show up on the scene and reveal himself once again unto this lost and dying world that sits in darkness day after day. Oh, hallelujah. I feel him in this sanctuary tonight. Give Jesus a big hand clap of praise. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we just worship you, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you, for thou art the first of 10,000, the rose of Sharon, the bright, the morning star. Lord, every valley that I go through, I find that fragrance. That leads me to the lily, for he is the lily of our valleys. And there's no doubt some people under the sound of my voice, amen, that tonight you need to find that lily. You need to know that he's your way maker. The devil's put chains up on you, and it seems like that you just can't hardly get by. Some of us walk around like this because he daily loadeth us down. Amen, with his benefit. But I'm telling you that some sit in amongst us tonight that you've allowed, amen, Satan to put his chain up on you. But I tell you that Jesus is in this place. Amen. My Bible tells me that where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. And I tell you that I found a way to get to God. I found a way, amen, that when I ain't in the four walls, that I can reach God. I'm telling you that the quickest way I can reach him is just get alone with him. Amen. I've met with him more in the deepness. Amen. In that prayer closet. In that time that I'm away from everybody. Amen. And he just shows up and shows off in my life. Oh, what a God he is. What a God he is. He's just God. And if we can believe, if we'll believe in him, all things are possible. I tell you, church, there's a God. God controls all the seasons. He literally controls time. Men says you cannot back time up. But I read that God reached and snatched up the earth and backed it up. That's our God. What a God he is. Oh, hallelujah. What a day, church, that we're living in. I asked the youth the other night. I can't really hardly get away from the message that I preached. It'll be along the same lines. But I began to ask the youth the other night, wonder what the men of old would do with what we've got. You ever thought about that? Wonder what they would do knowing that they could boldly come into the throne room. Wonder what they would have done if instead of the Holy Ghost coming up on them from time to time, that the Holy Ghost just took up his abode, amen, and lived within us. Oh, I begin to think about Isaiah 59 and 19. How many's ever been to a place in your life that it felt like the enemy was coming in like a flood, that in front of you, behind you, on every side, it just looked like that it was coming in, destroying you and pushing you down, and there was just nothing you could do to shake it or to get out of it. Ever been there? Oh, I've been there. that it just felt like I couldn't handle the storm no more. Sis, keep on walking. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to walk right out of it. You know why? Because you've built your foundation up on the rock. Whoa, ha, ha. Hey, my Lord and my God, saints, we can't lose with the stuff that we use. We can't lose tonight. If we'll fight, we will win. My Lord and my God, the Lord spoke something to me during youth revival. Amen. Youth conference. He said, tell my people they need their vessels filled up with my spirit to make it in this day and this hour. Church, play day's over. Play day's over. But I'm telling you, if you'll pay the price, amen, if you'll lay every weight aside, amen, and you'll put yourself up on that cross, if you'll pick up your cross and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. And I'm telling you, seek after the Lord and let the Spirit of God fill up your vessel. You won't just be a soldier. You will be a warrior in the kingdom of God. What a day that we live in. What would the men of old do with what we've got? I was going to read a scripture and I'll just quote it. Preached around here a lot, but I tell you, there's a time and a season for everything. And I believe it's the time, and I believe it's the season that ever before ever, every day before this day, today is the day we better seek to get our vessels filled. He's coming. He's not coming for five foolish virgins that's played around, ain't paid the price. Their vessels ain't filled up enough that they can't even fight the devil off. But he's coming for a church that's made herself ready. I'm telling you that when we get to where God wants us to be, I'm telling you that hell will shake. I'm telling you that when we walk on our job site, hell will know we've stepped in. I'm telling you that we live in a day and an hour that we got to be ye filled. Be ye not drunk with wine. Pastor preaches this all the time. Be ye not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. If there's ever a day, church, we need to be filled. I begin to run things through my spirit and think about this, how much that we need the Holy Ghost. Do you ever just begin to think how much that you need the Holy Ghost? He's our teacher. He's our comforter. He's the one that when that flood, amen, will come in like a, when that flood will come in against us. Oh, hallelujah. He said he'd raise up a standard. You ever just been to that place, church? Or that you just felt that you was just at the edge. My Lord, you was just at the edge. You was just about to go over. But all of a sudden, oh, thank God. I like him all of a sudden. I like it all of a sudden. The Holy Ghost will rise up in us and give us the unction to function. Amen. And I tell you that when he begins to rise up, hell has to flee. We fight all the time. Even the Apostle Paul, he said, I have fought the fight. I have kept the faith. You're in a fight, saints. Karen, you're in a fight tonight, sis, for your faith. Enemy will jerk you to the left, to the right, any way he can to take your faith. We in a fight tonight. We need the powerhouse on the inside. Oh, hallelujah. When he begins to shake and quake and begin to move, victory's coming. Oh, hallelujah. Let's get filled up. I want to read this scripture to you. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Now I'm going to back on up here tonight. I tell you, I'm just going to slow down tonight because you know what? I just want this to sink in your spirit. I want you to know, church, that if we ever need it, and we always have, we need to be filled up. You know he can't fill up a vessel that's already half full. Do you realize that when we're so full of our will, so filled up with the things of the world, he can't overfill us if we're already filled up? We got to get it out. We got to get it out. Ephesians chapter 5, I'm going to start with verse 7. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you the lights in the Lord. The Bible said, know ye not that you are the lights. You have the answer to what the world needs. You do. You are ambassadors. You are Christ's ambassadors. You are the powerhouse of this earth, because the power is God's Spirit, and it dwelleth within you, and you do got what it takes to get the job done. Ye are the lights of the world. Quit letting the devil belittle you and tell you that you're nothing. Get up in his face and say, devil, for he that's within me is greater than he that's in the world. I'm telling you that if you recognize, hey man, who's in you, you're going to be a powerhouse. Hallelujah. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reproving them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. I tell you, we live in a wicked and perverse generation. I tell you that our day is darker than the day of Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm telling you that it's dark, but we are the lights. And the lights will always dispel the darkness. Verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. I tell you, God's trying to wake us up, church. We have not been where he wants us to be. I believe he's the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I believe, sis, that what he had those 12 doing, he still wants his whole church doing. I believe that what was going on in the book of Acts ought to be going on today. I believe it's a time, I believe it's a season that the church awake. There's only one thing I know to awaken us, and it's the fire of God's Spirit. I'm telling you that when that fire begins, that we allow it to quake and shake us, we will arise. Hey, I'll get down where I want to preach here in a little bit. Don't y'all go to sleep on me now. Praise God. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. Oh, what an evil day we live in. The Lord said that in the last days, they would call good evil and evil good. Would anybody agree with me that we are living in that day? Would anybody, can we look around and see that they're calling homosexuality all right, that it's cool? Come on. They need to get the scriptures out and read and see what it says. I remember when Clinton, amen, we're not getting into politics, but I want to show you what a day we live in, that he could do what he did, set up and lie about it. Then they would prove it, that he did it, and he didn't have enough audacity to get out of office. You hear what I'm saying? No conviction whatsoever. None. It's all right. He just kept on getting it. And guess what? The people let him. I ain't a politician. I'm just telling you the day we're living in. This world needs us, church. They don't need just to, we don't need to just get by anymore. We need to be filled. I'm telling you that you got the power to shake your world. I'm telling you that when you get down to business with God, God will get down to business with you. He'll fix it like he said he would. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Watch this. Church, we take things so lightly. We just drift through our day. We get in our routine. And time is slipping away. Time is slipping away. He told Peter, he said, I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. We'll have to answer one of these days. I tell you, we'll have to. I want to do all I can do. Watch this. I want to show you a few things tonight. I'm going to try not to preach here alone. Try not to. I didn't say I wouldn't. I said I'm going to try not to. People says, well, do I need the Holy Ghost? Do I need the Holy Ghost to make it into the heavenlies? I would be scared. This is my personal opinion, okay, tonight. I would be scared to know of the Holy Ghost and not seek to be filled. I would be scared. Now, if you don't know and you leave this world, that's one thing. But for you to know, amen, that there's an infilling. John said, there comes one after me who's preferred before me. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now look how important this was. After he had trained his disciples, they had walked with Jesus. They seen Jesus heal the blind, raise the dead, cast out demons, make the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. But when Jesus was at his ascension, some of the last words that he told them, he said, go ye into Jerusalem and tarry there until you be endued with power. Now watch, he could have said, hey man, that was 10 days, 10 days later. The Bible said that on the day of Pentecost, hey man, they was in field. Now watch this. He wouldn't even let his church go out and do what he had commissioned them to do until they had received the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you that we got a world out here calling themselves church and don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost and trying to do a work. But I'm persuaded that tonight, if we're going to bear forth fruit, it's going to come from the Spirit. It's going to come from the Spirit. So we know the story. They went and tarried. But Jesus thought it be so important. I tell you something that you're not going to like. We get filled up with the Spirit, and then we grieve Him. We get filled up with the Holy Ghost, and then we won't obey Him, which is grieving Him. We tie Him up in our vessel. But the Holy Ghost wants to move. He's got a work to do. The Holy Ghost has got a work to do, and God chose you for Him to flow through. I'm telling you, we better get ready, church, because God's getting ready to move. I don't want to be on the outside. I want to be smack dab in the middle of it. The psalmist David, watch this. There was a whole army of people that a giant walked out in the middle of the field, and the Bible said that that giant defied that army for 40 days. Come on out here. Is there one among you that'll fight me? Is there one that'll come out in this valley, amen, and fight me? And all of them would tuck tail and run and hide. Oh, we look down on them men today, don't we? As we read that story, we think, why didn't one of them men that was trained in battle grab up their sword and their shield and go out there and meet that giant. But I tell you that there sit some under the sound of my voice that they's Goliaths in your life tonight. And I'm telling you that you tuck and tail and you allowing him to step upon you and rob your joy to where if you would say, devil, once and for all, I'm going to get filled up with God's spirit and I'm going to whip you like I'd whip a dog. I hope you hear what I say. Don't you let that thing defy you no more. You get up and recognize you're a child of the King. You get up and recognize who you are. You recognize, listen, Jesus said unto his church, behold, I give unto you power, and you're not using it. I'm just telling you this because I love you tonight, because I'm tired of seeing my brothers and sisters get kicked around. I want you to wake up and realize what you've got tonight. I want you to come in this sanctuary so filled up with the Spirit of God and so ready to worship and so loosed and so free that hell would just have to flee because you showed up. It's time we can get there. Brother Eddie, we can get there. We can get there. Oh, hallelujah. The psalmist David, a young lad. I want to hurry up because I really want to get through this. I want to preach this. I want you to hear this. That whole army couldn't do nothing with that one giant because they had never moved in the anointing of God. I hope you hear what I'm saying. They had never experienced what that little lad, that teenage boy had experienced, that under the anointing he had killed a bear and he had killed a lion. He had recognized what the anointing was, and that whole army didn't know. They was depending upon themselves. Church, quit depending upon yourself. Quit leaning unto your own understanding and say, God, I'm just going to trust you, Lord. Oh, we can't seek ye seek the kingdom first. We trying to out here fix everything. Seek ye first the kingdom, and God take care of the rest of it. Oh, we too busy trying to take care of the rest of it ourselves. Devil's good at what he does, except we stay close unto Jesus. The Bible said if there come a falling away, then you'll be deceived. But you walk close with him, and you watch him reveal every device that Satan tries to come at you with. That little lad had experienced the anointing. And I'm telling you that tonight there's not a one under the sound of my voice that you can't experience the anointing. And I tell you that there sits some that has experienced it in such a deep way, and it's been so long since you moved in the anointing that you just don't know what to do with yourself. But it's the time and it's the season. It's for you. That young lad that had experienced the anointing, he rose up on the scene and he said, is there not a cause? So I ask you, church, tonight, oh, we ain't hanging on the chandelier, but I'm going to deliver what he said deliver if it higher lifts the devil. Amen. I'm going to tell you what he told me to tell you. Praise God. That young lad showed up on the scene and he said, is it not a cause? I dare challenge every one of you tonight to get up and look around. Look at the lost and the dying. Look at some of your own brothers and sisters in the faith. We're going to get down where the rubber meets the road tonight, because I'm through playing games. I'm ready to see God move. I tell you the truth, I'm so ready to see him move that if he told me he wasn't moving, I'd pack my bags up and go home. I'm telling you the truth. We're playing games, church. I hate to say it, but I'm just going to be real. You'll recognize when we ain't playing games. The devil will recognize it when we ain't playing games. David said, is there not a cause? I tell you that we don't understand all things, and I understand that. But I know this. I know when we get serious with God, God gets serious with us. And I know that he's not a man that he should lie. And he said, if my people, amen, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. He said, I will. He didn't say, I might. He didn't say, I'll think about it. He said, I will heal their land. He said, I will. I got some land that needs to be healed. I got some folk in my family that's lost. I got some brothers and sisters in the faith that needs a physical healing. And I just believe that when we get serious, we're going to see the evidence of that thing come forth. You hear what I'm saying? David said, is there not a cause? You out here running down the glory of God. I tell you that there's some things going on that's not bringing God no glory. But I believe that he's allowing it to go on, that we be shaken to the point. You know something? You know when you'll get up and do something? I didn't come in here to beat you up tonight. Jesus loves you. I love you. I want to see you. You know why I tell you this? Sometimes it takes the point to get you mad to do something. You know how I know? Well, sometimes that's what it takes for me, brother. I'll tell you a little story here real quick. I was down in the woods praying, and I drove Kevin's motorcycle down there, and it's today. You ever just been to that place that you just didn't feel like you could press in? I mean, I was down there, I was praying, I was walking around, I was seeking God, and I couldn't get in. I'm just being honest with you. There's a reason for everything. I was praying with everything I knew to pray. I just couldn't get in. All of a sudden, that motorcycle fell over and hit me. I said, you dirty devil. I got in. Hey, you know what? We got to wake up, church. The Bible says awake. I challenge you. We say, well, we don't know what to pray about. There's enough right here in this house tonight to pray about, that we could continually pray and never move outside the rim of these walls. You know what the devil's done to us? You shall know the truth and it shall set you free. We have prayed so much and the devil's hindered, and we ain't seeing nothing happening till we've give up. If we was honest, a lot of us in here tonight, we'd say, you know, that's where I'm at. But I'm telling you, church, keep on. I'm telling you to keep on praying until you see the manifestation of God move according to your prayers, and watch your faith begin to build, that you will be able to tear up hell's plan. That little lad moved in and he said, is it not a cause? They tried to put manly armor up on him. He said, get the junk off. I've not proven it. I'm telling you that right there works. And as long as you put your faith in the Word of God, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. It's time to get in it and dig out the nuggets of gold and let it stir us up until we have such a fire that hell can't do nothing with us anymore. If I had a barrel in here tonight, 10 foot tall, plumb full of sand, circular, about enough to fit this platform, plumb full of sand, and told you tonight that there was a golden nugget in that sand that was worth $100,000, you wouldn't leave this building until you dug out every ounce of sand and felt that golden nugget. Amen. As Brother Dwayne would put it, if there was $1 million on the outside of that wall and you knew it was there, you would go through that wall to get to that $1 million. I tell you that there's a place that if you'll get in that Bible, there's such nuggets in it that it will cause you, amen, to soar in the spirit, to move in the depths of the anointing of Almighty God, and yokes will be broken and prosperity will come and you will change your world. Amen. But we fail to get in it. We fail to recognize that what's in here is worth more than all the gold or the silver in the world. Oh, hallelujah. It's worth more. It's what'll make you stand. It's what'll draw you into that's the best that you could have on this side of glory. This right here is the pathway, not just to heaven. It's the pathway to an intimate relationship with Christ Jesus on this side of glory. There's nothing, absolutely nothing greater than that. I'm thankful tonight that through Calvary's cross, the veil has been torn down, and I can come in and sup with my Lord. Amen. And talk with Him and hear His voice. Let Him lead me on. Just being in His presence. Watch this. The psalmist David said, in His presence is the fullness of joy. But the devil has us so much on a wild goose chase everywhere else. So we know the story about David. He goes in and he tells that giant, he said, I don't come at you with a sword or spear, but I come at you in the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, if you'll live your life based on that principle, I go forth in the name of the Lord. I'm going to walk the steps that the Lord has ordained when it doesn't even look right. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I hear you speaking. See us come up here and testify. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, He's going to speak unto us. He's going to ask us to do things that we don't even understand. I like when He just takes a hold and says, do this. I like it. Lord, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah.